Well, it's now to break it all down. The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel. Busy 12 hours or so, Jones, on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Yeah, it's a busy stretch here, Chris. We're gonna we're stretched a little thin here over this sequence for sure, and looking forward to bringing everybody the coverage of the game tonight, then tomorrow morning, then of course the Maui Invitational starting on Monday. You've got basketball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right after that. So this is a really dense stretch of Carolina action for sure, and looking forward to bringing everybody coverage across the network, including right there on WPTF. So busy weekend, but hopefully from the Tar Heel perspective, a lot of wins.
So are you in Hawaii right now, or are you in Chestnut Hill, or about to go to Chestnut Hill?
Yeah, so tonight, the Hawaii game, we're going to have Dave Nathan. Dave does okay. Our pre-half post for football and men's basketball. He's our baseball play-by-play mm-hmm. man. Dave's going to cover the Hawaii game tonight, play-by-play-wise, remotely. And Adam Lucas, who covers Carolina in a lot of different ways and is involved in our podcast and our basketball broadcast, Adam is in Honolulu already with the team, so he'll be providing on-site reports as well during that particular broadcast. I'll be leaving with football right around lunchtime today, heading up to Chestnut Hill. Game tomorrow, we're on the air at 11. Full network-wise, we're on at 10 on WPTF mm-hmm. with our tailgate show as well. Then kickoff is right around noon. I'll come back with football, jump on a plane Sunday morning, fly out to Maui, and then have coverage of the three games this upcoming week after that. So we've got all our personnel. It's all hands on deck for sure, Chris, this weekend and beyond.
All right, let's talk about football. Good win over Wake Forest last week. What were your biggest takeaways, Jones, from the win over the Demon Deacons?
That it wasn't as clean as it had been the previous couple of weeks. It wasn't as easy as it was against Virginia and Florida State, two games that I thought Carolina controlled. This game against Wake Forest was a more competitive game on the scoreboard and a game that was more in doubt until the end. And Carolina kept playing, and Carolina was the team that made the key couple of plays, whether it was the interception that the Heels returned for a touchdown or the really key sack fumble that the Heels forced and then turned into a touchdown a couple of plays later. It was those plays, and it was Carolina that was making those plays that decided the game. And then the fact that what has become a pretty true, tried-and-true formula here, Chris, for Carolina, which is play better defense and run the ball, that again, was the centerpiece of the approach and what I would assume would be the centerpiece of how Carolina tries to keep moving forward here over the last couple of weeks.
What are the biggest keys to beat a Boston College team that's 5-5, but they've been in most every game they've played this year?
Yeah, absolutely. It's competitive. It's a physical BC team. This is going to be like an Army-Navy game, Chris. Mm. There's going to be so much running the football in this one. Both teams love to run the ball. As far as pure number of carries, these are the top two teams in the ACC. Percentage-wise, BC runs at almost two-thirds of their offensive plays. So it is going to be run it, punt it, play defense, field position, turnovers, who can take advantage when they get a good chance to score, who gets seven instead of three. I mean, it's going to be that type of game. And so the key, can you win that kind of tough, slug it out type of game? The weather is not supposed to be great. It's supposed to be low 40s and rainy. Mm. So it is going to be a messy kind of slog fest and running the football type of ball game. And which one of these teams is better equipped? I think they both can do it. And which one is able to manage that type of game better is likely going to be the one that gets the win.
As I let you go, just give me maybe a thought or two on Coach Davis and the Tar Heels as they head out west for that long stretch.
You know, they've been a little, now granted, Chris, we're talking three games.
Sure, yeah.
But they've been a little inconsistent, but when they've been good, they've been really, really good. And so can Carolina, nobody's going to play their best level every moment of every game, but can they find a way to be more consistently close to their ceiling as a team? Because if they can, that they're one of the best teams in the country. They've put together some stretches of play that are incredible. But they've also started, I think, every game they've played pretty slowly as well. And so they've got to be able to be closer to that higher level for 40 minutes of play. And that tournament in Maui is a beast now. I mean, UConn's there, Michigan State's there, Auburn and Iowa State are both ranked in the top five. Memphis is there. It's a terrific field. And so it will be some big-time basketball coming up here next week in Valley.
Looking forward to listening to it, Jones. Safe travels to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Chris. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Yes, sir.